Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The jury in the Harvey Weinstein retrial downtown all over the place this afternoon. They've come back with a partial verdict, meaning he was convicted on one charge, acquitted on another, and we're still waiting to see what's up with yet a third. Get all that? Either way, it would appear the disgraced movie mogul will not achieve the freedom he was hoping in this retrial. Weinstein has had some health issues, you know. Since his initial incarceration, he maintains that he is innocent and that each of his encounters were consensual and that the women sought him to help with their movie careers. Weinstein was already in prison, by the way, due to a separate conviction out in California. And a massive criminal operation busted up in Newark this afternoon, leading to several arrests and the seizure of guns, heroin, enough fentanyl to kill 500,000 people.
25 people are now behind bars after the feds and local police in Newark busted a major drug and gun trafficking ring. Cheryl Ortiz, the special agent in charge of the DEA New Jersey Field Division, says the investigation used wiretaps, surveillance footage, and undercover police work to identify who was involved.
Over the past year, the Bloods gang has terrorized the Kretschmer Homes public housing complex, using violence and fear to operate their drug trafficking business.
Haba says her team worked with Newark Police and the Essex County Sheriff's Office throughout the investigation.
Each individual charged with drug trafficking conspiracy face a minimum of 10 years in federal prison.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Newark.
In other news, two teenagers facing a long list of charges today, accused of beating a 15-year-old girl at a Queens subway station earlier this month. Prosecutors say the two 16-year-olds attacked the younger victim as they were leaving William Cullen Bryant High in Astoria. They say once they got to the 46th Street M and R train stations, a mob of teens attacked the girl, punching, kicking, stomping on her, even tasing her. Prosecutors are calling it an outrageous display of bullying and brutality. The two 16-year-olds charged now with attempted gang assault, attempted robbery, and other crimes. They face up to 15 years in prison. A popular Upper West Side church, which has the support of community members and tons of celebs like Mark Ruffalo, could soon be shuttering after all. We've now learned that the Art Center at West Park Presbyterian was served an eviction notice this week. Yeah. That organization, the Center at West Park, has been given 5 business days to remove itself. Executive Director Debbie Hirschman says it's yet another blow to their years-long efforts to stay open.
It's disappointing that we've reached this point in the process. Our hopes were to find a path with the church so that we could both help meet their needs and continue to be the center at West Park.
It just didn't happen. Last month, the state appeals court denied the center's latest action to stay active in the building in a legal battle that dates back to 2022. Well, the city says it'll soon be rolling out a new street design tool at some of the intersections that see a lot of crashes along new and existing bike lanes. The DOT says the goal is to better protect both pedestrians and cyclists by improving visibility between them and vehicles that are turning. Some of those high crash intersections getting the treatment include Ocean Avenue at Church, Avenue J, Foster Avenue, along with Avenue J at Bedford Avenue. The new design is a version of what's known as hardened daylighting, which uses barriers, granite blocks, and planters and that sort of thing to improve visibility at the intersections. This version will be specifically tailored for bike lane routes. A Long Island woman speaking out after she says she was a victim of hidden cameras that were put inside a bathroom at a rehab center.
There was a person out there that could possibly have, like, videos of me.
Former patient Danielle says it's now hard to go into any public restroom after authorities say a former employee of a rehab center in Great Neck is accused of hiding cameras and smoke detectors in the bathrooms.
Definitely been more mindful of going in and looking around and seeing if there could be potentially a camera somewhere.
Attorney Nathan Worksman filed a suit.
The recordings were going on from 2022 through 2024.
Northwell Health runs the facility. In a statement, they say safety of our patients, visitors, and employees remains our highest priority. The former employee pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And we are expecting a city council vote sometime today on whether to make July 2nd Thurgood Marshall Day in the city every year. The goal of the proposal is to promote the civil rights leader's contributions and legacy. As a refresher, you know, Marshall founded the Legal Defense Fund back in 1940. That's a group which protects the civil rights of African Americans through litigation across the country, including cases concerning voting rights. He's got criminal justice reform, access to education. Marshall also became the first black U.S. Supreme Court justice in 1967 after being nominated by President LBJ. We'll get you the latest on the vote when it happens. A development, of course, in the story of that missing 2-year-old boy we've been telling you about. Police sources now tell us they have now recovered a body.
Police sources tell us the NYPD Harbor Unit found the body near the Whitestone Bridge on the Queen side. They have not confirmed the identity, but say it looks like it is the body of 2-year-old Montrell Williams, who went missing in the Bronx May 10th. His father is in custody now as a person of interest in the disappearance. Police say the father has visitation rights and took him May 10th and never brought him back. Then the mother reported him missing. When they saw each other Monday, he allegedly pulled a knife and told her the boy was in the Bronx River. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Whitestone Bridge.
Innocent until proven guilty, but what in the world did that baby go through? Stick with 1010 Winds, everybody, for the latest on this developing story. 2 years old. A Pakistani man arrested in Canada now, being extradited to the U.S. to face charges that he threatened to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack.
According to the federal charges, Mohammed Shahzeb Khan initially targeted another U.S. city before setting his sights on New York. Then he zeroed in on a Jewish center in Brooklyn. He's accused of plotting to use high-powered weapons to carry out a mass shooting. The investigation reveals that Khan unknowingly communicated with undercover officers and told them October 7th and 11th are the best days for targeting Jews. Those days marking a year after the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, the 11th Yom Kippur. He also told the undercovers we're going to slaughter them. Khan was planning all this from Canada, but was stopped before he reached the border. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, the city getting a hand from pro BMX athlete Nigel Sylvester in its latest campaign to discourage dangerous, sometimes deadly stunt known as subway surfing.
This campaign we're launching today will continue to bring awareness to this issue and showcase the unfortunate results of subway surfing.
Yeah, Governor Hochul joined officials from the MTA, schools, and the Department of Youth and Community Development to unveil the latest Ride Inside, Stay Alive campaign. It includes illustrated comics telling the stories of characters whose lives have been affected by subway surfing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.